Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we already were zochah to see neflos mitaras Hashem, and in mirta Hashem, we will continue. We spoke about how Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael b'chlal, just for the etzim mitzius of Eretz Yisrael, and because he made a pagam in the one of the Jewish people named Meriva. He was not allowed to come in, he was only allowed to see it. And he also wanted to come into the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And that, which is Be'etzim in the Mikdash, Yerushalayim, the special Kedusha, and all of Eretz Yisrael is this Kedusha, that applies after they captured it. And because he wasn't Makdisheni, because he didn't make the Kiddush Hashem, by speaking that they would have learned, oh, if you're spoken to, you have to listen, they would have learned a Kal V'chomer from the Rak, that the Rak not commanded him to listen, so then it's Chayav Einish. Has Charbonish, and we do have Charbonish. Because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even get to see the Kedusha. He died before that. So we're continuing from there. Now, the Mi'il and the Pagam that was at the Mei Meriva is because of the lack of Emunah Shlema that was in Bnei Yisrael. Because if the Jewish people had complete Emunah in Hashem, they would have said, oh, the reason the water didn't come out the first time Moshe hit the rock was not because of the Chisaron Koch B'Shem Chas V'Shalom. But rather, it's because Moshe didn't follow the command of Hashem. But it's only because they had a chisaron emunah shleima, they interpreted the lack of the yetzias hamayim not in the chisaron of Moshe, but rather in the chisaron chas v'shalom in Hashem. The second inyan of asher lo kidashtim is not mitzad the chisaron of Bnei Yisrael, but adarabah, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to sanctify them through the be'er to get them to a higher level that they would be so enthusiastic about fulfilling the command of Hashem. And since the Kiddush didn't come out through Moshe, they had a Zetainan Moshe Rabbeinu. So it would appear that that's the explanation of the Pasuk in Parshas Devarim, that's talking about the Chet of the Meraglim, that found fundamentally was a Chisaron of Emunah Bashem. Like it says there in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ubedavar Azeh Inchem Ma'aminim Bashem Elokechem. So to in Parshas Shlach, Yigim Lamed Aleph, Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu, Rashi says, Kev Yochel Klapi Ma'al Amru. That the Canaanites are stronger than God, Chas Shalom. There, Perek Yitalat, Pasuk Gedal, it says, V'yomer Hashem l'Moshe, Adana yinatsuni hamazeh, V'adana lo yaminu bi. How long are they going to blaspheme me, not believe in me? So you see there's a chisaron here, in Emunah. And on that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Gam bi hisanav Hashem biglalchem leimor. Because also me, Hashem got angry at me because of you. To say you are not going to go there. In other words, because of you, as it was revealed in the Maisa of the Meraglim, there was a pagam in the Maisa of the Mei Meriva. Because by you, according to what you were, this created, the Mei Meriva created a lack of emuna. And through this, gam bi hisanaf Hashem lemor, gam ata lo sav Hashem. God got angry at me saying, you are not going to go there. B'lachay nitla hadavar bahem. Afalpi shebeglal mei meriva lo nichnas Moshe la'eretz Yisrael. It's really because of the mei meriva. Had they had proper emuna, then the mei meriva wouldn't have been such a problem. It's because of them and their matziv, and that's why the pasuk says beglalchem. Had they had emuna shleima, they would have believed. When Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, the reason the water didn't come out the first time was because Hashem, was because Moshe didn't listen to Hashem, not because of Hashem. So because of their lack of emunah, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. It was really their lack of emunah. Also me, Hashem got angry saying, you are not going to go there. Even though it's because of the Mei Meriva, but it all started in the Chet HaMeraglim. So that's all what it says in Parashas Devarim. At the beginning of Veschanan, it says, Veschanan El Shem, it says, She'ebrona ve'eretz eretz 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 ha'toiv asher ve'ebar ha'yarden, ha'ar ha'tov ha'zeh ba'alabanon. So there's a, let me pass over and see the land, the good land. That's on the other side of the Jordan, the good mountain, the ha'ar ha'tov ha'zeh ba'alabanon. So there was a special bakasha of Moshe, not only come and see Eretz Yisrael, but Ha'aretz HaTova. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the Eretz HaTova. In other words, he wanted to come into the Eretz HaTova. בקדושתה, בקדושה המיוחדת של קדושת הארץ. That's what it means, טובה. And it also says, Ahara Tova Zeva Lavanon, which Rashi says means B'Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's Vaday B'Kedushas Oretz Talvei B'lo Be'etzem Mitzi'usa Shel Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it says, Ebra Na Ve'ere. And the Mepharshim don't understand. Why does he have to say Ve'ere if I'm going to pass over? Of course I'm going to see. So based on what we said, what Moshe Rabbeinu meant was, that there shouldn't just be an Ebra Na, that I'll be in Eretz Yisrael. I want an Ebra Na Ve'ere Eretz Oretz HaTova. I want to be able to see the good land. In other words, I want to be in the Tova in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael after Kibush and Chilik, after Eretz Yisrael is captured and apportioned. And therefore it says, Ve'ereh, lomar she ve'ereh v'shaychusim ha'shekosu v'eretz ha'tova. I want to see this good land. Ve'ereh, together with the Eretz ha'tova. I want to see this good land, meaning after it has Kedusha. And that. It says in the pasuk, "Va'yisaver Hashem bilim manchem, lo shama elai, v'yomer Hashem elai, rav loch al toisef daver elai oid badover hazeh, alei roish hapizgah v'soinecha yomer etc. Ki lo saver etz yardin hazeh." And on that it says that the God got angry at me, the manchem, for your sake, lo shama elai, and he didn't listen to me. And Hashem said to me, "Rav loch, it's too much for you. Al toisef daver elai b'devarta. Don't speak to me anymore about this matter. Go up to the head of the mountain, raise your eyes, east, north, west, etc., because you're not going to pass over the Jordan." The Arachayim is omed on the Kefil, that it says, Gam Rav Lach, Vegam, Gam Atosef Daber Eleod, B'davar Hazeh, saying twice the same thing, Hashem. It's too much for you, and don't speak to me more about this matter. The Al-Sheikh is also omed on where it says, Rav Lach, Manosan Lo Mahosif Lo, Shom Lo Hazeh Rav Lach. What did he give to him or add to him? Hashem says to him, Rav Lach, it's too much. What's too much? So based on what we explain, Rav Lach is vis-a-vis, it's too much for you. Hashem is saying, it's too much for you. It's vis-a-vis coming into Eretz Yisrael stam. Rav Lach, in other words, it's too much because you're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael, but you're going to get some of it. You're going to be zoch a little bit. Rav loch mamish to come in, that's going to be too much for you. But you're going to be zoch a little bit to see Eretz Yisrael. You're going to see the mitzias of Eretz Yisrael. And that it says, Al tosef daber elai od b'davar hazeh, don't continue speaking to me more. In this matter, is vis-a-vis the bakosha for kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's the second aspect. Be able to see Eretz Yisrael and its kedusha after it's captured. Shelegamrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer him. Rav Lach, I'll give you a little bit of it. That's seeing Eretz Yisrael, not in its kedusha, just the mitzias of Eretz Yisrael. And then there's Atosav Daber Lav. Don't talk to me about this anymore. That's kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That you're not getting at all. And that klape, what it says, Rav Lach, Hashem says to him, go up, urei beinech and see Eretz Yisrael. The Arachaim and the Al-Sheikh Ha'imid, why does it say, Rei Beinecha, it's Pashat, if he's going to see, what is he going to see with his elbow? Of course he's going to see with his eyes. So just say, Urei. What do you mean, Urei Beinecha? And also, what's the Son Nainecha? Raise your eyes. So, according to what we're saying, the teaching is that this isn't a Stama Re'iya, but it's a matzav of being in Eretz Yisrael through the eyes of Moshe, who's seeing Eretz Yisrael. So it's like his eyes are in Eretz Yisrael. So there's Bia B'miktsas al yedei ri'iyas einayim. So that's why there's an emphasis here. Anu re'ei beinecha, sana einecha, that your eyes, a little bit of your eyes are going to be in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, again, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to be able to see because that's only after it's captured and given out. And the added Kedusha comes in, vis-a-vis mitzvahs, like we spoke about in the previous year. And as far as the etzem, the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, that when you're going to be able to see, and your eyes are going to be partially there, kaviyachol. Now it appears follows that the Orachaim is made on the kefil that it says, Vayis'aber Hashem bi, God got angry at me, it also says, Velo shama elai, and he didn't listen to me. Also he asks, why did it say, L'ma'anchem, between Vayis'aber Hashem bi, L'ma'anchem, Velo shama elai, he should have said in the pasuk, Vayis'aber, Hashem bi v'lo shema elai l'ma'anchem. Why does the pasuk put the lamanchem in the middle? Vayisaber Hashem be lamanchem b'lo shemai lai. Just say Vayisaber Hashem be b'lo shemai lai lamanchem. Ayin sham b'divrei ha orachem hakadosh. Based on what we explained, it would appear as follows: that Vayisaber is talking about the bakosha for kedushas eretz Yisrael. That's the Vayisaber. Hashem got angry at me. And then when it says, V'loi shama elai, Hainu abakosha shal elai, Shia Moshe legamre beretz Yisrael, V'lo shama lo Hashem, in other words, the abakosha, and Moshe Rabbeinu should be completely in Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem didn't answer him completely, but he answered him partially. You want it to be kulo beretz Yisrael, and Hashem said you can be partially in Eretz Yisrael. And in that it says that the lack of Hashem's receiving his bakasha, and that it's Val ze katuv she'i kavalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal l'tfilato liot b'kdushat Eretz Yisrael, that Hashem's complete unwillingness to accept Moshe Rabbeinu's tfila to be in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is lema'anchem. Vayis'aber bi Hashem lema'anchem. It's for you. It doesn't say biglalchem, because of your lower madrega, biglal matzavchem hapachut. That's not what it says, because of your lower level. Rather, lema'anchem. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezaka the Jewish people and add on to them kedusha. And a lack of fulfillment of this ratzon that was to do this for the sake of the Jewish people, lema'anchem uletovaschem, was zocha that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zocha in the Tosefes Kedusha, that the Jewish people were in zocha that Hashem wanted to do for them. And therefore it says lema'anchem velo biglalchem, like in Parashas Devarim. Because here we're talking about seeing the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to add Kedusha to the Jewish people by them learning the Kal Vachomer that if the Rak listens, they should also listen. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. He hit the Rak, so the Jews never saw the Rak listening when it's being spoken to. So Hashem wanted L'ma'anchem for the sake of the Jewish people to have this added Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give it, so therefore Hashem didn't listen to Moshe. Vayisaber Hashem be L'ma'anchem. Hashem got angry at me, lema'anchem, because he wanted to do something l'tovaschem, for your benefit, i.e. that there should be this extra Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, since I didn't listen, so I'm not going in at all, I'm not getting to see the Kiddush at all. And that's why, of course, it says Vayisaber Hashem be, right here it says lema'anchem, because Hashem wanted to do something for your sake, i.e. that you should have extra Kiddusha. You should be zochet to this Tosefes Kedusha, and I didn't give that to you, I didn't facilitate that. So therefore, I'm not going to see the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, Vayter velo shama elai. And he didn't listen to me. And that's not lemanchem, that's biglalchem. It's because of you, because I didn't, I made a pagam in your emunah. By hitting the rock and you saw that the water didn't come out. So this is mamish unbelievable. See, read the psukim like this. And this we can understand, well, the Gemara in Sotah and Daf Yudal, Darsh Rav Simlai, famous Gemara, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have a taiva to come to Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Or he wanted to be Sovea Mituva. Wanted to enjoy, to be satisfied by Eretz Yisrael. No, alakach amar Moshe. This is what Moshe says. There are a lot of mitzvahs that the Jews were commanded, and they're only mekayim them in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to go in order that I should be mekayim these mitzvahs. And Hashem said, what? You want to be mekabel schar? I'm going to give you schar as if you did them. So it's hard to understand. If the bakashas Moshe wasn't for Eretz Yisrael, for anything else, just mitzad kiyum mitzvahs apluyos ba, then what did Hashem say to him? Alei rei beinecha. What's the point of seeing it? If Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mekayim the mitzvahs, what's the point of seeing Eretz Yisrael? It didn't want to be a tourist. He wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvos HaTluyos Bo. And since he's not going to be Mekayim then when he sees Eretz Yisrael, why did Hashem tell him to see it? So based on what we explain, we understand very well, because the Ikar Divrei Rav Simloi is on what it says, Ebrona ve'eres ha'aretz ha'toyva. He says, V'chi l'tzpo al mituva utzarich. Does he want to be satisfied from the good? So that's in the pasuk Ha'aretz HaToyva. Ebra nav Eretz Ha'aretz HaToyva. Shevzeh amar Reb Shimon Reb Simlai. That it's not Eretz HaToyva machmas peroseh or ashar toyva. The toyva machmas kedushas Eretz Yisrael to be mischayv and mitzvah satluyas baretz. And that he wasn't answered at all. But it's pasha that there's an inyan not only mitzad the mitzvah tluyas baretz, it's also mitzad etzem halios baretz Yisrael. And that is somewhat of a kiyum, just being in Eretz Yisrael is somewhat of a kiyum, just with the re'iya. And therefore Hashem says to him, Alei roish ha'pinska v'sayinecha. So in Achanam, it said, that Gemara is talking about the Kedusha. You're right, Moshe, you're not going to be zechut to the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But this will be zechut to see Eretz Yisrael, which is the second inyan. Machmas Messias Eretz Yisrael. So this is a stage two of our journey, and we still have a lot to talk about, and I hope that we're zocha to do so. So I ask that you please stay tuned, and we will see continuing in Flos Gedolos Miteras Hashem. This was amazing, and I hope we're zocha to see a lot more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.